You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Business New Zealand has just released a survey recording the responses of Kiwi businesses to the border closure. The survey found that it can be confusing and difficult for many businesses to bring in workers from overseas. I spoke to Manager for Education, Skills and Immigration at Business New Zealand, Rachel Simpson, who ran the survey. So, could you start by giving me an overview of Business New Zealand's new border survey?
Sure. So, Business New Zealand went out to businesses and we got responses from a range of companies, both small and major companies, asking them around what are the impacts of the border closure, both in terms of things like impacts on your business, but also things like impacts on the well-being of your staff, your ability to be able to retain international staff, and also looking forward, what kind of impacts do you think this will have? So the findings from the border survey show that one of the big pain points for companies at the moment is being able to retain their international workers. So it's very hard, obviously, for people that are in New Zealand currently from overseas that are having to watch what's going on back home in their countries and have family and friends affected by that. And we have some incredibly talented people here in New Zealand that you know want to make their homes here and that we really want to be able to stay here. But it's getting harder and harder, obviously, the longer that the border is shut. The findings from the survey show actually, you know, we need to move forward on the border, the way that we manage the border. If you look at how, for example, community outbreaks have been managed, we've seen developments around how we track and trace. We've seen that process adapt and iterate, and we want to work with government to make sure that we can do that at the border to enable more international workers, more customers, more investors, and obviously more returning New Zealanders to be able to come in.
So I know some international workers have been let in, such as fishing crews. Are these just exceptions? Can you explain how the border currently works for international workers?
Sure. So the front end of the process to get into the country now is a critical worker exemption. So you need to get an exemption to the border closure before you can get a visa. So visas are not being processed at the moment. Really, the only way that you can get one is if you get a border exemption. So under that critical workers criteria, you have to make a case to immigration that a project has high economic value and impact, that the workers time critical, or that it's supporting major infrastructure and that those skills are not available in New Zealand. So there's been a number of companies that have gone through that process. What the border survey shows is about 40% of the companies who have gone through that have had troubles with it, mainly because being able to understand the criteria and how you fulfil it has been a bit challenging. So, you know, we need to make sure that it's really clear for companies who do need to bring in international workers, because there are a number of jobs here in New Zealand that we just don't have the skills within the New Zealand workforce to be able to provide for. So an example of that would be, for example, a number of companies who are commissioning new bits of kit to be installed, large bits of equipment and things like manufacturing, but they actually need the engineers to come with the equipment to be able to install it. We don't have those kind of skills and expertise in New Zealand.
And so going into the process of the survey itself, how broad was it? How many groups were you looking at? And related to that, were there particular sectors more affected than others?
Yeah, sure. So we canvassed, and this is contained within the border report if you'd like to go and dig into the numbers, but we got quite a broad range of different industries responding to it. The horticulture and screen sectors in particular, we had quite a high number of feedback. You may have seen that the horticulture industry are very concerned about being able to bring in RSE workers and other international workers to be able to make sure that we can get through the harvest season. The screen sector, you know, there are some really big opportunities there for our industry, and we do have you know, new opportunities for New Zealand businesses that are coming out of the fact that we're in such a privileged position around our COVID response. The question now is around how we move forward on this and be able to make the most of those opportunities, because that type of investment coming into New Zealand will help create jobs for New Zealanders. So we just need to work through what is the sensible way forward to be able to, A, make sure that our backbone industries are well supported to be able to keep on being productive, and B, how do we make the most of these opportunities for people who want to come in and do business with New Zealand.
And so in terms of improving the ability to get international workers into the country, other than making the system clearer for businesses trying to hire, are there changes Business New Zealand would like to see to isolation facilities, for example, in terms of would you like to see more people come in?
Yeah, so our preference would be a really focused risk mitigation and management strategy to the border, because we're going to have to continue to adapt and iterate as we move through this COVID response period and the economic recovery period. So, you know, we would like to see, for example, the Trans-Tasman bubble open up and allow for quarantine travel, and think about how do you take a different approach to low-risk countries, for example, the RSE workers coming in from the Pacific, where they are COVID-free, versus what we know now, which is a lot of the cases are coming out of those countries that have high rates of COVID, which is completely sensible. But at the moment, we have a one-size-fits-all MIQ system. We think the next iteration and approach to that would be separating out low-risk and high-risk countries and thinking about how do we effectively manage through those low-risk passengers, given that they don't present the same type of risk profile as somebody coming in from somewhere like the US, for example, at the moment. So if you think about particularly Australia and the Pacific, quarantine-free travel with those two regions looks like it is, you know, would be able to be up and running pretty quickly. And there's a lot of industries and businesses that are keen to work with government to work out how do we do that in a safe way. So nobody is arguing for a wholesale opening of the borders. We're just saying that we need to adapt and iterate on this border response, and take a laser-sharp focus to those high-risk countries and people coming from those countries, and how do we treat that differently from low-risk, where the risk of anybody coming in with COVID is extremely, extremely low.
And so just finally, what's Business New Zealand going to be doing next? Will there be more research, for example, or this survey be presented anywhere?
Yeah, so we've put it out publicly because it does show that although, you know, we're in a very good position in terms of an economic rebound, we do have to be mindful that this thing is going to be a marathon and not a sprint. And there's some pretty significant hardship for companies at the moment from the border closure. So, you know, we're thinking about how do we make sure that we retain the skills and talent that we have from overseas within New Zealand? How do we attract in those skills that we need, and the customers and the investors who want to come here and invest? And, you know, we'll obviously be presenting that to government and to our members in the business community, because there is a really high level of goodwill at the moment from business to work with government around what is the next steps and what does this look like and how can we help.
That was Rachel Simpson, who ran Business New Zealand's new survey recording the effect of the border closure on businesses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.